And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 23rd of February, 2014. It's the birthday of the composer George Friedrich Handel, who gave us the oratorio Messiah in Halle, Germany, in 1685. It's the birthday of W.E.B. Du Bois, born in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, 1868, founder of the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. It's the birthday of Samuel Pepys, London, 1633, who on January 1st, 1660, began keeping a diary, from which we get a clear picture of 17th century Restoration England, the plague of 1665 and the Great Fire of 1666, and the coronation of Charles II, as well as a lot of information about Samuel Pepys's eating habits, his diet, his toilet habits, his intimate relationships with his wife and several other women. It was on this day in 1954 that the first mass inoculation of children for polio began in Pittsburgh, the vaccine developed at the University of Pittsburgh by Jonas Salk. Polio, a highly contagious disease, mostly affected children, regular outbursts of it. In 1921, the disease struck Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was 39 at the time. His wife, Eleanor, said probably the thing that took most courage in his life was his mastery and his meeting of polio. Roosevelt created a foundation called the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, which later became the March of Dimes, and it devoted a lot of its budget to research. Researchers had been working on a live version of the vaccine using the living virus, but weakening it so that it wouldn't cause the disease. But live vaccines were hard to stabilize. Progress was slow, and so they decided to try a different approach, a killed vaccine in which the virus was inactivated with heat or chemicals or radiation, which would be less potent, but it would be easier to stabilize, did not require refrigeration. So they recruited Jonas Salk, who went to work even as there was a terrible outbreak in 1952. 58,000 cases of polio reported. More than 3,000 people died. More than 21,000 left with some degree of paralysis. Schools were closed. The same year, Jonas Salk announced that he had discovered an effective vaccine, but it needed to be tested. So he set up a field trial involving more than 1.8 million school children. And it was on this day in 1954 the first group of them were vaccinated, 137 students at Arsenal Elementary School in Pittsburgh. Dr. Salk gave each vaccination personally in a lab in the school gymnasium. And a little more than a year later, there was a press conference announcing that the vaccine was safe and effective. Here's a poem for today by David Ignato entitled The Bagel. I stopped to pick up the bagel, rolling away in the wind, annoyed with myself for having dropped it, as if it were a portent. Faster and faster it rolled, with me running after it, bent low, gritting my teeth, and I found myself doubled over and rolling down the street, head over heels, one complete somersault after another, like a bagel, and strangely happy with myself. The Bagel by David Ignato from his collection Against the Evidence, published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 Years of Poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.